The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk, I'm speaking to all y'all on the North Shore right now. The holidays are the perfect time to gather friends and family for extra eating, drinking, and lots of football. Well, Saturday, join Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier for a special edition of Sports Talk. They're going to be at the Rouse's Market in Covington. We'll talk Saints football and the top NFL matchups, and you can shop for your everyday needs to entertain for the holidays. Celebrate the season with the two Cajuns, Bobby and Mike, at the Rouse's Market in Covington, Louisiana, Saturday, 9 till noon on WWL and the Odyssey app. Saints back at practice today for week 15. Just four games left in the regular season. Got the Washington Commanders coming to town. Not practicing today, Derek Carr, DeMarco Jackson, Alvin Kamara, limited Juwan Johnson and Bub Means, a full go, Tano Passanio. And we've talked about it a lot too. Marshawn Lattimore for the Commanders. His first full practice for Washington. Going to be interesting, obviously, if he keeps it up this week, to see him back in action in the Superdome on Sunday, taking on these Saints, a noon kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Everything I just said, head coach Darren Rizzi talked about that and more. So let's get into it after today's practice. Here's Coach Riz.
Obviously, you guys are going to ask, so I'll just start with the quarterback situation. So Derek did not practice today, so he's still obviously dealing with his concussion protocol and the left hand injury. So as I stated on Monday, you know, we're just going to take that situation literally day to day, week to week. As I mentioned, he will not be going on the IR, just to confirm that. And that's going to be, like I said, a game by game and really day by day. You know, he's still dealing with some swelling, so we'll see if that goes down and see if he clears a concussion protocol and he's able to do anything at the end of the week. And so both Spencer and Jake both took reps today. You know, obviously with Derek not being out there, both those guys took reps in the team periods. That'll probably be the same case tomorrow. And we're just going to evaluate that situation, and we're going to name a starter later in the week. We're not going to name a starter right now. We're going to kind of see how that kind of progression plays out, first with Derek, and then obviously with Jake and Spencer. So that's where we're at with the quarterback situation.
Did you not say the other day that you would want to pick one and give them the majority?
Yeah, I said the other day I was going to meet with the offensive staff. At that point, I hadn't done that yet. We all met, obviously, staff-wise. You know, listen, as I mentioned, you know, both Jake and Spencer bring certain attributes to the table. They're very similar in a lot of ways. So game plan wise, it doesn't change a whole bunch. And so in fairness to the process, like I said, we'll get another work day in tomorrow. Maybe make the decision by Friday. We'll see where Derek's at, like I said. But right now, all options are still on the table.
Would you describe it as a competition at this point in terms of?
I mean, I think that's fair. I think that's what they've been doing since the day that Spencer got here. I think him and Jake have been in a competition, you know, and for the 2 and 3 spots. And, you know, every week we've spent a little bit different in terms of the rep counts and all that. As I mentioned the other day, we have gone into every game with Jake being the backup and, you know, Spencer being the emergency third. And so, you know, obviously we signed Ben DiNucci to the practice squad. Just again, take some of those practice squad reps, those scout team reps, have another body, because obviously Derek's not practicing here for you know, a few days. And so just to take some load off those guys, and so they're not taking everything. So that's where we're at. I know you guys want me to give you more, but that's really where we're at. So.
Riz, when you said Derek could go the week without working and still play, is there going to be a line where you'll draw it at some point during the week and say, okay, we got to go with this guy?
Yeah, they'll be at that point. You know, he's going to have to, obviously, if Derek were to even have a chance, he'd obviously have to get into some walkthroughs and things like that. I think, I don't know if he'd take a, you know, there's going to be a situation where he would take a whole lot of full speed reps. I don't see that the way that the concussion protocol works out and the way we practice. That wouldn't happen. So he'd have to get in there and get some walkthrough stuff. He wouldn't just show up on Sunday, you know, cold, and he would have to go through some stuff. So again, we'll see where he's at tomorrow and then Friday and Saturday. And by end of the week, if, you know, he's not able to get any reps in any form or fashion, then obviously we'll go with one of the other guys.
How has he progressed in concussion protocol, Derek?
So far, no setbacks. So that part's been a positive. You know, he's obviously had to complete the first step Tuesday, second step today. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, there's a whole progression there. But so far, so good. He hasn't had any setbacks or hasn't leveled off at all.
How challenging is this process of having three quarterbacks and not knowing kind of who's going to be able to be available on Sunday and you know, who, and, you know, from a health perspective, from a competition perspective and all that, when you combine it all, how frustrating has that been?
I don't think it's frustrating because I think Jake and Spencer, in their own right, have prepared for this moment, and no different than the last go around when Derek missed some time with an injury. Those guys stay ultimately prepared. I don't know if there's two guys, you know I joked around a couple weeks ago about Tano always being around during his rehab process. You know, during the game weeks, every day, Spencer, Jake, those guys are here preparing all the time. You know, they do everything. They go out and do the virtual stuff. They're always watching film. They're locked into their playbooks. And so, you know, they're really the ultimate professionals. And so, because of their preparation, I'm very confident that, you know, whoever ends up being under center on Sunday will be prepared and ready to go. Both those guys have been great. So I wouldn't say it's frustrating. I'm frustrated for Derek that he's got to deal with these injuries. That's the frustrating part. But as far as the other two guys, I know that they're professionals and they're well prepared.
To rephrase or clarify on the quarterback, is part of it you're not wanting to tell us or the Commanders yet who's starting quarterback, or the team has genuinely not decided yet who would start a quarterback?
Yes.
The first time or both?
Yes, and yes. That was the shortest answer I ever gave.
Staying on the quarterback theme, what have you seen from Jaden Daniels and just his rookie season of how he's been able to handle everything running that offense with the Commanders?
Extremely impressive. I mean, the most impressive thing about Jaden Daniels right now is the fact that for a rookie, he's got a 70% completion percentage, and a guy that's, I think he's the third in the league in the least amount of turnovers for a quarterback. And those are usually the things that you, when you're dealing with a rookie quarterback, that you don't see. You don't see the high completion percentage. You see a lot of turnovers. Guy doesn't take care of the ball. So I think that's a credit to his college training. I think it's a credit to his pro training. I think it's a credit to what they're doing offensively. They've really done a nice job. Cliff has done a phenomenal job with him, putting him in good situations. But with all that being said, he's still a playmaker. So it's not like, you know, they got him out there just managing the game. They got him out there and you know, with quarterback runs, the scrambles, the big plays, the Hail Marys. I mean, all the plays he's made this year, you know, he's got some highlight film plays too. So, but to sit here and say that he's only whatever it is, you know, 13 games into his professional career, gosh, his body of work's been really impressive.
I was gonna say that it's a good management of letting him do his work, but also at the same time that the play calling and everything else is making sure that he's able to manage the game and not make those critical mistakes.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. I think they've really done a great job with him. You know, you put the film on, you're looking for these negative plays and these opportunities for your defense, and they're hard to find. And so that's a credit to both the play calling, the position they're putting him in, and his playing ability. So I think it's been a great combination so far. So, you know, we're going to be up for a huge challenge. So, no doubt.
You brought up the quarterback run stuff after y'all played the Giants last week. How big a part of that is Jaden's game and how much challenge
he's presenting? Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think some of those plays last week, or if you look at any point of our season where the quarterback's gotten out in the open field, he's going to be more dangerous than maybe if every quarterback we've played. You know, when he gets out in the open field, he's a guy that's not really looking to go down. He's looking or go to the sideline. He's looking to make a big play, looking to score. And so, you know, he's like having another running back out there. And so, we've got to do a phenomenal job of containing him, keeping him in the pocket. And when he does escape, we're going to have to gang tackle, and that's going to be really important because gosh, you look at some of those plays he makes. He's a creator. You know, he's like a point guard in basketball. When something's not there, he'll make something out of it. And so when you shut down the route, or you kind of start collapsing in on him, he's got a great escapability. And not only that, can he get out of there? He's going to make a play down the field, just like we watched him do at LSU all those years. So yeah, it's a big challenge, a big deal. That's a big part of what we have to do well. And yeah, it's going to be a big factor in the game.
What do you mean of the way Washington is? Improved just so much in 1 year from where they are? Is it just the quarterback? Are they doing other things? Like, what do you kind of think of?
I think it's a credit to Dan. I mean, Dan's a phenomenal coach. You look at his body of work. I've known another guy that I've known for a long, long time, another Jersey guy. You look at what Dan's done there right from the beginning, kind of changed the culture. They're playing what they've at some point they've played well in all three phases. You know, one of the things that probably flies under the radar is their special teams group has been outstanding. They've been really good with field position in both, really across the board. They have probably the best core special teams group that we've played. Their pass defense, no surprise, under Dan has been really, really good. And then you look what they've done with the rookie quarterback. So really, all the way through, they don't have a ton of weaknesses, and I think that's why the record is what it is right now. They hit a little bit of a bump in the road, like every team does at some point in the season, but they responded obviously really well against Tennessee, and then they got a chance to kind of reset on the bye week. So,
it was like before them, the example was Houston, their turnaround. You've been in the league a long time. What do you think goes into like such a drastic turnaround from 1 year to the next?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I think number one, you obviously infuse a whole new coaching staff in. You have new systems, right? And then you decide which players are going to be. You know, you have the roster changes. And I think the biggest thing, like I said before, is he changed the culture. He's changed the culture there. And Dan's a really energetic, positive guy. He's a passionate guy. And you can kind of see that in the way they're playing. And really across the board, all their coordinators, between Cliff, Joe, and Larry, they've all done a really, really nice job with all three phases. And Dan's doing a great job of managing the team. And so it's not a surprise that they've had some blowout wins. They've had some close, they've won in all forms and fashions. And then they've had contributions from all three phases in all those wins. They had a game where they kicked 7 field goals. They had a game where they scored a Hail Mary in the last play of the game. They've had games where they've held teams to low scoring. So they just haven't been a one-dimensional deal. And there's been some times where the offense hasn't played great, but the defense stepped up and vice versa. So that's a sign of a really good coaching staff. And so that's what I think they've done.
And now you've had a chance to be around Marshawn Lattimore. What would he bring to the team?
Yeah, listen, Marshawn brings just a competitive nature to him. He's when the light's on. Marshawn's as good as a corner as I've seen. When the light, like I said, in big moments, there's really not a guy in the league that he can't cover. He's an outstanding man-to-man defender. And so he just brings another piece to the puzzle for them. So I got a lot of respect for Marshawn as a player. We'll see where he's at. But he's just another piece that they add to their defense.
A lot of guys, obviously, back to Marshawn, were teammates with him for, a long time. Do you think it'll kind of be somewhat of a, emotional return for those guys and him? Have you had any conversations with your teams kind of about being reunited with him?
Yeah, listen, he's friends with a number of guys in our locker room. And so, he developed a lot of relationships around here. And so, anytime you have one of those, homecoming games, if you will, there's always that little extra, added juice to it, if you will. I know that, when the 3+ hours of that game, Marshawn's going to be as competitive as anybody. But at the same time, like I said, he's friends with a lot of those guys in the locker room. They hang out, in the off season. And so there'll be that little bit of ribbing going on and that little bit of, talk, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's all about execution and going out. There'll certainly be some of that. I know there'll be a lot of pregame hype and all that. So if he plays, I'm sure there'll be some yapping going on for sure.
What do you make of the season Chase Young's having?
Listen, I particularly think that Chase played his best football game as a Saint last week. He got a game ball from us. I thought he was doing a great job. I thought he was living in their backfield last week. He had a number of hits on the quarterback. I really feel like every week, particularly this last month, he's played a little bit better every week and a little bit better every week and a little bit better every week. And we really saw And you guys that were, you know, in training camp with us, I really felt that way in training camp. I felt he had like a phenomenal training camp, and that's the guy we've really seen these last 3 or 4 weeks, and we're going to need him to do that again. When he's making plays, our defense is better. And so credit to Chase, because he hasn't just kind of, you know, showed up every week, and it's not a status quo with him. He's a guy that works at it. He studies his opponent. And so, yeah, like I said, I made that announcement the other day when we handed out his game ball. I felt like he played his best game for us this year, last week.
Does it seem like pure coincidence that Marshawn's going to make his debut for the Redskins against...
Listen, there's certainly some irony to it. I'm stand here and lie to you if I said there's not that, definitely not some irony, because we traded him, it seems like, a long time ago, and then all of a sudden, you know, it seems like he might have been back last week if they didn't have a bye, but it just so happens, right, happenstance that it's against us. So all good. It's all part of the game.
But you haven't actually seen how he plays in their defense. Is that less than ideal, or does it not really... Do you know him so
well? Well, the style of player, we certainly know. We had a really, really good idea of the style of player he is, how he actually fits in. You know, I don't think they're going to make any wholesale changes to their defense, but how he fits in, whether, you know, and where he plays, what side, travel, all that stuff. We'll kind of see how they play it out.
Darren Rizzi there talking about the return of Marshawn Lattimore to the Caesars Superdome on Sunday. It was a full go at practice today for the Washington Commanders, and has not suited up in a game for them yet since the Black and Gold traded him. Going to be big for them, obviously. They're looking forward to getting their star corner that they traded for on the field. Just while that, you know, he's been dealing with his hamstring issue and been going through rehab this entire time. And of course, he's ready for week 15 against the Saints.